From the Mammoth Oasis, it's the woman who's coming off a shopping high from visiting the biggest IKEA in the world. It's the sports widow, Molly Erdman.
Women
be shopping. I think you coined that phrase, right?
Uh-huh. I originated it back in the 70s.
Yep.
Now, to be fair, you went with me to IKEA.
I don't have the same shopping high, though.
I don't have a shopping high.
Oh.
We bought a tablecloth.
Yeah. We did buy a tablecloth.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, also, we bought a couple of chair stoppers, pads.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. It wasn't a...
No. It was more a...
reconnaissance.
Exactly.
Mission. So there was IKEA in Burbank. This is a little further down the road in Burbank. Much bigger.
Huge.
Enormous.
If you've ever been to an IKEA, you haven't been to one as big as this one.
Much better parking situation, I think.
Much better getting your stuff in the big warehouse part.
Yes.
That place is enormous.
That's where the size advantage really came in.
To me, that's where they should shoot the next movie that has Santa's workshop in it.
Oh, interesting.
You know what I mean? Like you're going down, this is where Santa's got it all put away.
That's not where I thought you were going with it. I was thinking it'd be funny to have like a shootout in an IKEA.
Oh, apparently there is a movie coming out very shortly. The whole movie is a shootout. It's like a 2-hour shootout in a warehouse. Apparently it's a comedy-ish type thing though.
Yeah.
Okay. Not going to see it. I probably wouldn't see that in the theater either. I just like I need big budget effects for me to go to the movies
nowadays.
Yeah, to
spend the money. Yeah.
But we're not here to talk about movies, but maybe we are. But right now we're here to talk about sports a little bit because there's some stuff that happened out there. I hope you folks are enjoying our new format, which really hasn't even kicked in yet because Friday we haven't done a Monday yet.
No, we did this on Wednesday. So this is our first Monday.
Our first official
Monday.
April Monday. Monday.
Audio
and Friday Facebook.
Right.
Is how we worked it out. If there was a word... that started with an M that could capture the audio or the iTunes or the podcast thing. None of those words start with M.
Nope.
But that would be great.
Yeah.
Like Monday.
Maudio.
Yes. Or Molly Mondays, where Molly does the whole show.
No. No one wants that.
Again, I will say from our new studio where we're recording from now, our bedroom, Molly's got it great.
Yeah.
Because she's just lying back. Enjoying things. We used to make fun of the long cord that we had, remember?
And now?
Now it's come into play.
Yeah.
We've basically built the show around the long cord.
Yeah.
Which is probably the best thing to build it around anyway.
Might as well.
I got in a fight this weekend.
Go on.
In a softball game.
Mm-hmm.
Not a real fight, thankfully, but a softball game fight.
A 16-inch softball game.
Yep. Had it not been the specific person that I... like got in the fight with, it wouldn't have happened. If it wasn't him and it wasn't me, there would have been no fight.
Who was it?
He's a guy on this team. I think his name's Bart. He's their pitcher. I don't think he likes me, and I'm pretty sure I don't like him. And I've said this many times before. I've said this to people in softball leagues many times before, and this is just a fact of life. No matter what level of competition you're at, every intramural co-ed softball team has a jerk on it.
The one on your team.
Oh, some over-competitive asshole.
Mm-hmm.
I am the one on my team.
Yeah.
I have not always been the A1.
Right. When Don Bardwell was on your team,
yep,
was he it?
Don Bardwell preceded me on Sears Power, and he was it. And Mark Sutton on the annoyance softball team.
Now, are
team.
You Willis Power now?
No, we're always going to be Sears Power. We discussed that as a team.
Okay.
And Sears Power is what we're always going to be. But I slid into him at home because I am not as fast as I used to be.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened is I was on first base and a guy got a single and I turned second base and I got to third base and the throw came into third as I was getting there.
Uh-huh.
So I just kept running past third base,
mm-hmm,
thinking I could maybe get in the way of the throw to home plate, mm-hmm, and have a hard time making the throw. Also, I thought there was still a girl at home plate catching, which would have made it more difficult for them to make the play,
uh-huh,
in this instance. The pitcher was covering home plate, and he got the ball, and I was out by 20 feet.
Yeah.
Easily. Getting a call from the village of Clarkston, Michigan.
Hmm. I'm going to say don't answer
that. I'm not going to answer that. So I was out by a mile. Shouldn't have done it. Not in shape. Good enough to run around three bases like that.
Just hit the button on the side.
I'm doing it. Slid in, was out. He kind of fell on me, and he's much bigger than me. And he fell on me and kind of, you know, like let
dug
all his,
an elbow in.
Yes, and let all his weight kind of go into lying on top of me. And so I was mad that I was out. I was mad he was leaning on me. I gave a little push. He gave a little push as I was getting up, and I fell down. Ugh. And then everybody kind of crowded, and I kind of went back at the crowd.
Oh, God, Joe.
I know. And then afterwards.
You're 45.
I know. And I felt bad afterwards, but I can't apologize right away afterwards.
Did you shake his hand?
I did. We slapped hands afterwards. Right. We didn't share any words or anything. The funny thing is neither of us got kicked out of the game, despite clearly being
in violation.
Yeah. Hmm. But he was their pitcher, and our team was shorthanded, and we ended up winning the game. But the commotion, the combination of running around three bases, which it should not be much. That's like that's 180 feet.
Yeah.
180 feet sprint and then sliding and then kind of getting into a tussle afterwards. I was so winded. I almost puked. I did. I was sitting on the bench and I was just like, people were like, you know, people coming by like, it's all right. You know, I'm like, whatever. And then, again, it's something people don't understand about me that you do, Molly, is that I can go from rage to normalcy sometimes, not always, but sometimes pretty quickly.
Yeah.
I have the ability to get very angry very quickly and then kind of forget.
Right.
It's part of my overall obliviousness, which is more bad than good, but in that instance is probably better that way.
Sure.
So I wasn't going after this. I was done.
You were done.
I was done with that part. Just play out the rest of the game. But everybody was afraid I was going to go off again.
But again, I think this is a good instance of to realize that that's normal for them to fear that. It's not normal for you to go from rage to fine in 1 second.
So that I'm abnormal.
Well, I'm just saying like, because Joe and I get into this a lot. I think we've talked about this.
Probably.
Where Joe thinks that everything he does is normal and everyone who acts differently is abnormal. Like, I'm not normal for showering every day.
I don't think you're abnormal for that. I do think it's not necessary. I don't think what I do is necessarily the norm. It's worse than that, perhaps. I think I'm more self-righteous. So I may not even think what I do is the norm, but if the norm isn't what I do, I think the norm is wrong. I'm not a conventional wisdom kind of guy.
The point is, you think that you are doing it the right way.
Yeah, self-righteous. Yeah.
Yes.
But self-aware.
Yeah.
It doesn't help
much. The only thing you have going for you is your self-awareness.
Yeah.
That's your redeeming quality amidst everything else.
Sad but true. Okay, I wasn't planning to open up with that, but that's, you know, that was of interest. And I felt bad afterwards.
You really opened up.
Well, I did. I sent an apology email to my team, and I'll probably apologize to the guy on Sunday. I felt bad.
Nice. Well, do you have a game next Sunday? It's Easter.
Don't have a game next Sunday.
Won't be there the next one.
Won't be there the next one.
No.
All right, I may have to get word out to somebody to...
Send him a card. This would be a Hallmark commercial from 15 years ago.
What if I sent him an edible arrangement? And it said, eat me.
Yeah.
if there's like a $15 edible arrangement, I would send it to him.
I think it's just a pineapple.
It's just a pineapple?
With a card.
With a stick in it. Yeah. A pineapple with a wooden stake in it.
Uh-huh. And it's like one skewer.
And a knife to peel the pineapple and eat it off the stick.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I can't eat raw pineapple.
I know. It hurts your sensitive mouth.
It does. Too acidic. Somehow I can eat blueberries, though, which are supposedly more acidic.
But maybe it's the type of acid, citric acid or whatever it is.
I could never deal with that. Lysergic acid was more my...
I don't know what that is.
You don't know what lysergic acid
is? No.
I think it's LSD.
Oh.
I should find out.
Yeah, before you talk about it being your thing. I have mouth sensitivity with raspberries.
Mm-hmm.
And some types underripe bananas.
Also, coarse textures like toast.
Yes, like very crusty bread, but that's kind of different.
Yeah.
Sometimes even strawberries and some dark chocolate.
Wow.
Yeah. Irritates my mouth.
Interesting.
Yep.
Mouth irritation. Sometimes my mouth irritates people.
Almost always.
Yeah. Back to real sports.
Yeah.
Do you know who Sergio Garcia is?
He won the Masters.
And do you know what was, of it? A special...
He never won a major.
And it was a long time.
It had been a long time.
73 majors.
Wow.
And this was... And he won it on the 70... Or 74, maybe. And he won it on the 75th hole of play for the... Because it was...
Oh.
73rd hole.
Got it.
Sorry. 73rd hole, and I think it was 72 majors. Uh-huh. Almost lined up there. Something like that. Those numbers don't matter. Point is... He was kind of known as the greatest guy to never have won a major.
Yeah.
Or actively, at least. And that conversation happens in all sports of like, oh, was Charles Barkley the greatest player never to win a championship? Or does it diminish the player's ability? And I think in all sports, basketball is the one where they judge you most harshly.
If you haven't won a championship.
Because one player, if he's truly great,
can carry the team.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I mean, if you look at the top probably 10 players of all time, every one of them has won at least one championship.
Right.
So who's your top 10 basketball players of all time, Molly?
Based on what?
Based on who you think the best players of all time are.
I don't know.
As viewed by the populace.
I don't know. I really don't know.
But just say, so. I mean, I bet you could say five players who are universally considered top 10 all time.
Magic Johnson.
Yes.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yes.
Kobe Bryant. I know you don't like him, but wouldn't history say?
Top 10 all time.
Michael Jordan.
Yes. That's the first one you should have said.
Larry Bird.
I think yes.
Okay.
And so if you count Kobe, you've already got five.
Yeah.
You're missing an obvious one.
Okay, well, give me a second.
Okay.
Can you give me a hint?
Current player.
Oh, LeBron James.
Yes.
Professor LeBron James.
Yes. Our daughter, about a year ago, for just a week or two, would put sunglasses on and introduce herself as Professor LeBron James. And I don't know where that came from. But she put on these sunglasses. I'm like, what's going on? She's like, I'm Professor LeBron James, which, honest to God, he has a production company now. I feel like if we had taped that, she'd have a TV show by now. Damn it. We're not capitalizing on the cuteness of our child. Didn't you send something into America's Funniest Home Videos, though?
I've heard zilcho from them.
I bet they get so... What did you send in?
It was the video of her in her car seat not wanting to go inside because she was mad at me.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, you're not listening at me. And then she goes, and then, the car, this was right after we got back from Palm Springs and we had that cheese in the trunk.
Oh, yes.
So, and our cooler bag wasn't working.
We had an assortment of cheeses, some very strong. And the cooler, the cooler bag, it didn't seal.
Right.
So it was open.
Yes. So it did not smell great.
And we were driving in the desert. Yeah. It was 120 degrees.
Yeah. In June or July. But Valerie was like really mad at me and then paused for one moment and realized it smelled bad. And she goes, ew, someone farted in here.
See, AFV tries to keep it clean.
Oh, come on.
They try to keep it clean.
You can't have a montage of nut hits and then not do a fart joke.
Nut hits are just so funny. Huh? Do you think nut shots are funnier than you do?
I've never thought about it.
Well, do you think they're funny?
Sometimes.
For example, did we talk about the scenario when I hit my brother with a walnut?
Yeah.
Did you think it was funny?
I wasn't upset by it the way Sophia was. Right. I don't know if we told it.
Did we tell the story
on
here?
Yes, okay. I think so. I mean, I thought it was...
If she wasn't there and had gotten upset, you would have thought it was funnier?
I guess so. I think just that dynamic gets very annoying to me after a while. So it had nothing to do with the nut shot. It was just like, can we please go home?
I thought, you know, when I go over memories, that's when I realize, like, each memory, somehow I aggravated everybody in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's funny. So this guy won, and I've never been a fan of his, but because he had gone so long, I found myself rooting for him. Mm-hmm. Just because it's like, he had come close many times before, finished second three or four times in these majors. We're back to Sergio Garcia, by the way. So I found myself rooting for him, even though I don't particularly like him, but just because of his situation.
I think there's something interesting about being the best player who's never achieved whatever kind of the benchmark is. Mm-hmm. Because there's something I like about being in that. I like being underrated sometimes.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And you can almost get more attention for being underrated than the 50 people who've...
Right.
Like, for example, this year in basketball, not to get too much into it, but there's a guy named Russell Westbrook.
Yes.
He's had a historic season in terms of statistical achievement.
Triple-doubles.
More triple-doubles in a season than anyone ever.
Yes.
And has averaged a triple-double. And if you don't know what that means, just take it to know it. He has a lot of...
Can I see if I think I've done this before.
Yeah.
So it means a double-digit number of points, mm-hmm. rebounds, and blocks, fouls, pushing.
No, assists.
Assists, okay. Joe was doing.
I was giving
motions.
Hand signals to Molly.
They were very gentle.
It was. I was. Trying
oh, you were
to
passing the ball
passing
to me.
The
oh,
ball.
Okay.
So it looked like I was softly pushing my hand towards her. Now it can be any three things. Now, a couple of times he's done it with turnovers, which is a bad thing, but they don't count that in the triple double thing.
It has to be.
You could have 10 blocks.
Yeah.
It's very rare that someone gets 10 blocks or 10 steals.
Yeah.
Those are the other categories you could to technically do
it. Got
it. But it's most generally points, which you score the most of, rebounds and assists.
Okay.
And an assist is, just if you don't know, when you pass the ball to someone and they immediately score after your pass.
Yeah.
Except in hockey, you two guys get assists. So if you're the guy who passes...
To the passer, who then passes.
Passes to the passer. And they keep that now unofficially in basketball.
Mm.
Hockey assists, they call those.
Oh. Okay.
So he may have a historic season, but he may not win the MVP this year.
Mm-hmm.
And in a way, he would garner more attention for not winning the MVP than for winning it.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. Well, once you start winning things, then people just try to tear you down.
Right.
That's why being underrated is kind of nice.
It's true. That's why lowering expectations constantly
is your motto.
Is my motto. Like the people who didn't win the Oscar but thought they won the Oscar, the people from La La Land, although I didn't remember the name. I think La La Land will be remembered more than Moonlight because Hollywood loves to remind itself of its own glory.
Maybe.
And that's one of the rare moments of outward, genuine, good sportsmanship.
Right, except La La Land prior to that had not been underrated either.
No, that's true.
They still, cleaned up real nice, so...
They did clean up real nice, Maul. They clean up real nice. Yeah, I got to get on the don't call list again. I'm getting a lot of calls from weird places.
Yeah.
We're all over the place today, but I think we're... What we should do in the future is kind of stretch some of these topics out so that we're not bouncing around so much.
Okay.
But I think you're generating some great content today, Maul. I want to tell you that.
Thanks.
But again, talking about hockey, I guess it is a sportsier thing, but we'll just keep on the fringes. But these are the important things to know.
Okay. Because
right now, the hockey playoffs are about to start.
Uh-huh. And basketball.
Basketball is going to start maybe a week later because they still have a few games left.
Oh.
But hockey just ended yesterday.
Oh.
The regular season. Truly the only time, and I'm a big sports fan, the only time I watch hockey begins now. It's playoff hockey.
How many teams are in the playoffs, this first round of playoffs?
16 teams.
Oh, okay. That seems like half the league.
A little bit more than half the league.
What's the point
of that? Until next year. I think they have 32 teams next year. The point of that is that...
Whittle it down.
You get more games. You get more games on TV. You get more games in the stadiums of these teams that
and
make
more teams that more games that Joe Canale said he'll actually watch.
Right, exactly. Because the intensity and in hockey of all sports is where you get the most upsets. Mm. So it's not like basketball where nobody's going to beat the Cavs or Golden State in the first round.
Right.
You might as well not even play that.
Yeah.
In hockey, though, oftentimes an 8 will beat a 1.
Gotcha.
So it's worth it in that game.
Okay.
And so if you're somebody who hasn't watched hockey, the later in the season that you watch hockey, the better it will be. Mm-hmm. So if you wait maybe another month and then start watching hockey, you will be a big hockey fan. But only in that month that you watch it. Mm-hmm. I think that's how you can gauge how big a hockey fan you are. If you're someone who watches it in November,
yeah,
you're Canadian. If you're someone who watches it in you know, May, you would watch it in May.
I guess.
We went to
it's fun live.
Yeah.
We
went to a playoff game live, though. That
I
was
know.
Great.
It was great.
Was that the year they won it?
Yeah, I think so.
Wow.
We did that.
I've been to a lot of playoff games for teams that won it. We went to a Yankee playoff game in 2009, and we went to that Blackhawks one.
Yep.
I did not go to a Cubs one this past year. I would have liked to have done that. Everyone else we know in the world did, but not us.
No.
It's a shame.
Yeah.
All right. I wanted to start a segment on Mondays called Molly's Monday Question or something, or like Monday Molly Has a Question. I didn't tell Molly about that.
No.
So
could have used some prep.
Some prep would have been good on that. But I think in the future, maybe on Mondays, Molly, you'll have like a question or something, either based on recent events or generally, but hopefully topical in a way. Is that something that you're comfortable with?
Yeah, I'm trying to scan my brain really quickly to see if I might have one ready to go. But
right.
I don't know.
About golf, perhaps, the green jacket that he wore. Like, did you know that the guy who won last year, he didn't make the cut, so he was out of the tournament on Friday, but he had to stay because he had to put the green jacket on Sergio on Sunday.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
So we'll pretend I answered a question.
Why'd
you didn't
that guy
ask.
Have to stay?
There we go. It's like Jeopardy.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll do. I will give you a sports fact.
And you'll form a question about it.
Okay. Oh, that's much better.
Great.
Sports Jeopardy is a good sports trivia Jeopardy or something. That's good. And that's something else we need is, but again, month to month, something new.
I know.
Segments is something we should work on.
What do you think May could bring? I mean, who knows?
Mondays, Molly in May.
Oof.
Monthly segments.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Okay.
Who knows? Molly's monthly bill or something? Oh.
I feel like that's a euphemism for
your something. Monthly bill.
Yeah. we'll take segment ideas.
Yeah, we'll take anything.
Yeah.
But I think I like this Monday thing. And these may today, as always, we've become busier as we've decided to pursue this thing more, which is good. Anytime you want something to happen, just do something else that you really want to focus on that it'll tear you away from. So because of your busyness, we can't go on and on. We had been planning to do 2 or 3 hours today.
Right, but we'll have to
stop in about 5 minutes or less.
Yeah.
But maybe on Mondays, you know, because I know that on Mondays you get a podcast. You got the week to listen to it in your car. In L.A., that's one trip somewhere.
Yeah.
But in, let's say, the village of Wappingers Falls.
Yeah.
You could go a whole week
and just eat up that podcast the whole time.
The whole time.
Yeah.
If you're my parents,
you'll never listen to it.
No, because you don't leave the house.
And you don't know what podcasts are.
And you don't know I'm doing a podcast.
All of these are true.
And that's good.
Yeah.
I don't think my parents should listen to anything I say.
Okay. Is that why you yell it so loudly?
At them?
Yeah.
Oh. No, I mean anything like creatively that I do outside of... If
They're
I'm talking directly to them, they should. No,
okay.
Yeah. And they'd find out stuff about me that they wouldn't.
Got it.
They wouldn't approve of, probably.
Okay.
All right. Well, as always, you can give us feedback either in the review on iTunes.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if we've been reviewed.
No, please do that. I think that's supposed to be helpful.
Yeah.
Rate us, review
yeah.
us.
Yeah. And I'm not going to be like, you know what I don't like? Is when an app is like, please rate us 5 stars.
Nah, give us 1 star. I don't care.
Well,
no, don't do
I'm
that.
Not
okay,
telling
do
you
that.
To give us 1 star. Give us what we deserve. And I don't think we're at 5 star yet.
No.
And there's no reason you can't stick with us. Give us a 4 or even
give
a 3.
Give us some constructive
And then be
feedback.
Like, I'm re-grading this show.
Yes, revisit your review.
Revisit your review.
Yeah.
That's a great idea. Because then we only need one or two people to review us and then just keep revisiting their reviews.
Yeah.
And you can find us on the Twitter at Sports Widow Show.
Yep.
On the Twitter. And on Facebook, we have the Sports Widow
Show also.
Show or podcast or something. Yeah. But that's on Facebook. And our Friday broadcasts will be on that Facebook page. They'll also be live.
Yes.
But you don't have to watch them live.
Right. But you do need to like the page and follow us to make sure you get. And even if you like our page already, it really, you know, things will disappear in your feed. It really helps to like the posts as they come up.
Oh.
Or comment, because the Facebook algorithm, you know, like that's how it computes your interest, is by things that you engage with.
Got it. Well, that makes sense.
Yep.
And that's how the Russians got us.
Exactly.
Yes.
Cool.
No, yeah, we don't want them to know that we're part
no,
of that.
No, I got
to
go.
Oh, I thought you were saying wrap it up on the
I
Russia
am.
Stuff.
No, wrap it up
of you,
in general.
Because you're complicit.
Yeah.
All right. So that's it. Thanks for listening. And hopefully you'll be watching on Friday. And let us know what you think on the Sports Widow Show.
Bye.